Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to My Prayer Closet here on the Celtic Cross Radio Network. I'm your host, the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight in our prayer closet, we are doing the Protestant version of the Del Raiden Prayer, which is an unabridged, unauthorized, unorthodox version of that prayer. And so the parts that I repeat over and over and over after each canter, so to speak, would be the part that you would say. If you'd like to follow this prayer, you may do so by going to our website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the upper tab line, look for prayers. And in the drop-down menu from that, you'll see Protestant Prayer Rosary, and that will bring you right to it. And you can follow along with us every Tuesday evening here in Studio A at 6 p.m. Today is primary election day here in the great state of Ohio. So I'd like us to lift up in prayer all the candidates that are running for office, and that the Lord's will be done in this election process. Also, I'd like us to keep in prayer Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylord, Episcopos Gary Taylor, Chancellor Canon Chad Leach, Abbess Bishop Sherry Mercier, Abbot Bishop David Murphy, and all of our clergy here in the United States and around the world, special intentions. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of the light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be brighter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, enliven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who came and takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven." For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us, to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, O world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrow, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is of my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. To his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. Cross, he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished." for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this ends our Protestant prayer vigil for this primary election Eve. I guess we could say Eve twice. I apologize for the sirens. I have the windows open for some fresh air. And even being 12 stories up and an entire lake to my north, just a few blocks away, the sirens just seem to pound in here for several blocks as they go through the neighborhood. So I apologize for that. But with that said, let us remember in our thoughts and in our prayers also those that serve the public, not just in the government, but in all aspects of our lives, those that are the police, the fire, the EMS and EMTs, the paramedics, the doctors, the nurses, the teachers, the librarians, ladies and gentlemen, the clergy. We ask that you remember all of these individuals in your thoughts and in your prayers. And whenever that certain someone pops into your mind and your heart that you haven't thought about in maybe days, weeks, months, even years, you may not understand why, out of the blue, that individual's name and remembrance has come to you. But when that happens to me, ladies and gentlemen, I just lift them up to God in prayer and ask God to watch over them, to protect them, and to help them in their hour of need. Ladies and gentlemen, the most powerful weapon we have to fight evil is prayer. And the second most powerful weapon that we have are the Holy Scriptures. So read your Bibles. Get to know your God. You say that you love Him. We know that you do. But show Him that you do and that you want to learn more of Him and what He wants for your life. You're not going to find that in the church, the pulpit. I say that because you'll remember it while you're sitting there. But before the end of the service, and by the time you walk out the door, you're going to forget a good chunk of what you heard. So reading your Bibles on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is going to be your weapon that's going to get you through tough and trying times. I want us to lift up in prayer all of those that have passed away, those that we love and care about, and we ask that God bless the families. And we remind folks that sometimes we may not understand why He may take a life that is so young or even so old that is a mainstay and a patriarch of the family, one that someone counts on so many levels. But it is all for God's glory, and sometimes He does it to reach us so that we come closer to Him. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, if anger and frustration and hate enter your heart, those are not traits of God. Those are traits of Satan. So cast him to hell, and may he burn there. Stand righteous. Make yourself holy and presentable to God come judgment day, for we all will be knelt before the glory of God on that day. In this Lenten season, we have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the sacrifices that Christ gave for our freedom, for our salvation, the ability to call us His. We are His children. We are His flock. He is the shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Do not blaspheme His name, even in jest, for it is sin and unforgivable. All other things, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can be forgiven, but you must repent. So I ask you to go to your private prayer closet, be it in your heart, and in that quiet moment, talk sincerely with Father and ask Him to forgive you of all of your sins and your iniquities. Ask Him to heal you, to take away the sufferings that you may. This is my prayer for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick. Thursday is one of our patron saints' feast days, and that's the holy day of St. Patrick. Join us at 6 p.m. in Studio B for our standard rosary prayer that evening. God bless. Thank you for joining me here in my prayer closet, and we'll talk to you next week.